About a month ago, I decided, you know what? I'm going to post a selfie today. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up Instagram and I'm going to post a selfie. And that's exactly what I did. About a month ago, I posted a selfie. It wasn't an interesting selfie. It's a picture of me laying in bed, wearing a white tank top with almost no expression on my face. Nothing extraordinary. Nothing groundbreaking, just a casual, normal selfie. So I post this selfie and a few minutes go by and I decide, you know what? I'm going to scroll through the comments and see what's up. So I start scrolling through the comments and I see one that says, wow, she looks tired. And I was like, okay, relax. I got 7 hours last night. I'm well rested. What's your problem? Keep scrolling, keep scrolling, keep scrolling. Wow, someone's tired. What? I'm like, what? I got 7 hours last night and the night before and the night before. What's everyone on about? Keep scrolling, keep scrolling. Oh, someone's tired. Wow, she looks tired. Oh, tired. Oh my God, she looks kind of sick. Oh, she looks tired. Oh, she looks sick. I was like, wait a minute. What's going on here? I'm well rested. I'm healthy. What's everyone going on about? And then it clicks. I'm not wearing makeup in that selfie. That's all it is. I'm not wearing makeup in that selfie. And I'm someone who has genetic dark circles under my eyes. No matter how many hours I sleep, I have dark circles under my eyes. I used to hate them because I was like, oh, I always look tired or sick or whatever. I used to hate them. Now I love them. I don't even cover them with concealer anymore when I do my own makeup because I've grown to really appreciate them. And at first it was sort of disturbing to me that I was getting so many comments about how tired or sick I looked just because I wasn't wearing makeup. But then I became curious. Why is this happening? And it didn't take long for me to realize it's because most of the time I wear makeup on my Instagram. Most of my Instagram followers know me in makeup. And then I had an epiphany. Makeup has really impacted the way that we perceive the natural appearance of those who wear makeup. And it's definitely interesting. And I think we all know this, you know, like I'm not reporting groundbreaking news here. Everyone who wears makeup has experienced a time where they're not wearing makeup and they usually do. And someone says, oh, you look tired today. Or, oh, are you okay? You look kind of sick. Like, are you okay? Like, this is not a new concept, but I'd never really thought deeply about it until this instance. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. How makeup impacts the way that we perceive natural appearance.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. Dating can be exhausting. Even just getting to the dating stage is a little bit overwhelming. You know, I'm not somebody who loves casually dating. I like to be in a relationship. Finding somebody you're attracted to is challenging enough. But then making sure that you're compatible is a whole other challenge. Well, Bumble is helping take some of the pressure off. Now you can make the first move or not. It's entirely up to you. Thanks to Bumble's new feature, Opening Moves. It's a simple way to start conversations. Just choose a question and let your matches reply to kick off the chat. Try Opening Moves on the new Bumble. Download Bumble now. This episode is brought to you by Bye. It's Wonder Water. So I was wondering, what made Bye so great? And it's actually pretty simple. Bye is infused with antioxidants. And whatever flavor you're picking up, for me, it has to be Bye Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney. You'll also find that it has electrolytes and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bye. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bye and discover all the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbye.com.
There are a lot of people that we have never seen without makeup. And I know that's kind of obvious. Like, again, I'm not making a groundbreaking point, but I'd never really thought about it. I'd never thought about the fact that there are certain people in our lives that we've never seen without makeup, in real life and online. There are a lot of people who don't feel ready to go in public without makeup, probably for one of two reasons. Number one, they feel more confident while wearing it. And number two, they feel more professional while wearing it. I know when I'm going to a business meeting, I don't feel comfortable showing up without makeup. And I don't think that's necessarily a healthy thing, but wearing makeup makes me feel more presentable. It makes me feel more professional. I don't necessarily condone that ideology, but I have it because there are certain norms for professional life, you know? But in the same breath, on the weekends, I'm probably not going to go to a party or a bar or whatever without makeup on because I don't feel ready. Makeup makes me feel more put together. And I don't always feel the need to be put together. I'm not a super religious makeup wearer. You know, I have my set scenarios where I like to wear makeup, but I definitely leave the house very often without it on. But there are a lot of moments in my day-to-day life where I feel like I need to have makeup on to be prepared. A lot of people feel a pressure to wear makeup every day, whether it's a pressure coming from within or it's a pressure societally, many people feel a pressure. And as a result, there are a lot of people that we never see without makeup. You know, when I was in school, there were teachers I never saw once without makeup. Every single day that I saw them, they were wearing makeup. There were kids in my school that I never saw without makeup on. Now as an adult, people I work with, I never see without makeup. People at my favorite coffee shop, I never see without makeup. The waitresses at my favorite restaurant, I never see without makeup. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I have no idea what they look like without makeup on. And that's definitely a universal experience. I think we all have those people in our lives. And you might even be that person in someone else's life. And when you think about that, it sort of makes more sense why it's kind of jarring to see someone then without makeup, because makeup really changes the way a person looks. Like, I look completely different with makeup and without. Completely different. And that's okay. That's why I love makeup, because it allows me to enhance certain features. That's what's fun about it. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I do look completely different with and without makeup. And so when somebody sees me all of a sudden without makeup and they only knew me with makeup, it makes sense that they would be like, oh, that's a different person, kind of. Like, that's not mean. That's not wrong. That's just inevitable. But even though it's not wrong to notice a difference when somebody's not wearing makeup, it's still an unfortunate situation, because usually when you see someone without makeup, it's jarring in a negative way. Hence the comments that were on my Instagram photo. Everyone thought I looked tired and sick. You know what I'm saying? That's when it becomes a negative thing. Our perception of what makeup wearers really look like is so skewed, and it's not anyone's fault, right? Like, the norm in our subconscious minds becomes the makeup wearer with makeup on. When that's all we ever see, that becomes their identity in our head. We only know them as a makeup wearer. So then when we see them without makeup, we're shocked. You know what I mean? We're like, wait, that's a different person. That's not who I knew before. Something must be wrong. Like, I think a lot of it happens in our subconscious. But in reality, no one's sick. No one's tired. I mean, sometimes people are sick and tired, obviously. But there's a lot of times when a makeup wearer takes off their makeup and everyone's like, oh, they look sick and tired. And they're truly not. That's just their natural face.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. Dating can be exhausting. Even just getting to the dating stage is a little bit overwhelming. You know, I'm not somebody who loves casually dating. I like to be in a relationship. Finding somebody you're attracted to is challenging enough, but then making sure that you're compatible is a whole other challenge. Well, Bumble is helping take some of the pressure off. Now you can make the first move or not. It's entirely up to you. Thanks to Bumble's new feature, Opening Moves. It's a simple way to start conversations. Just choose a question and let your matches reply to kick off the chat. Try Opening Moves on the new Bumble. Download Bumble now. This episode is brought to you by Purina. As the owner of two cats, I totally understand the healing power of pets and so does Purina, which is why they're addressing the youth mental health crisis by making pet therapy more accessible. Research shows that pet therapy can help reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, as well as boost self-confidence. So to help ensure there's a therapy dog available for any kid who needs it, Purina is helping get more certified, starting with their employees' pets. To learn more, visit purina.com/mental health.
Now, the plot thickens through a screen, right? It's one thing to have someone in your life who you encounter on a daily basis who's always wearing makeup, but it's a whole other thing to only know someone through a screen with makeup on. When it comes to social media, people feel inclined to put their best foot forward. Our social media presence is a highlight reel of our lives. There's a lot of people who won't post on Instagram unless they're wearing makeup. And I sort of relate to this. I don't intentionally do it, but if you just looked at my Instagram, you would think I wore makeup every day because a lot of my photos on Instagram show me wearing makeup. And that's sort of a subconscious thing. Like, I don't plan that out, but I think subconsciously I feel more presentable when I'm wearing makeup. And when I'm wearing makeup, I tend to be wearing a more exciting outfit. And as a result, a lot of my Instagram photos show me wearing makeup. In real life, I don't wear makeup every day. But if you were to look at my Instagram, you would know me as a makeup wearer. Social media exacerbates this problem because not only do a lot of people only want to put their best selves out onto the internet, but on top of that, we also will choose the best photo of ourselves to post. You know what I mean? A photo doesn't show our truest essence. It's just a moment in time. There are photos of me where I look like myself, but it's not an accurate representation of what I truly look like. And so I think social media just takes this problem to the next level. You know what I mean? Because it just feeds into our skewed perception of what natural appearance is for a makeup wearer. When we see celebrities through the screen, we're usually seeing them on TV, in movies, on a photo shoot, on a red carpet, in a paparazzi image that they probably knew about beforehand. There are many celebrities that we have never seen without makeup. I think a lot of celebrities feel the pressure to always be done up, to always be ready for the camera. And when we see celebrities through the screen, we take their appearance at face value. Celebrities are almost not real to us at times because we only ever see them through a screen and we tend to take them at face value. I'm thinking of certain celebrities in my head right now. I have no idea what they look like without makeup on, but I've never even really thought about it that deeply. We constantly see celebrities in makeup and a lot of times we don't even know that they're wearing it or how much they're wearing. A celebrity could be in a movie and in this movie, they're supposed to look all natural. In reality, they're wearing so much makeup. I don't think a movie or TV show has ever been shot where the actors in it weren't wearing makeup. Even when an actor is supposed to look all natural on screen, they're usually still wearing some sort of makeup. But we take that celebrity's appearance at face value because we just assume like, oh, that's what they look like naturally. They're not wearing a smoky eye in this movie, so they're all natural. This is why I think articles come out about celebrities like, oh, it's very clear that this celebrity is going through a rough time. They might be addicted to drugs or partying too much, blah, 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 when they're photographed without makeup on. I've seen so many, oh, you know, breaking news. This celebrity was seen with dark circles under their eyes. They're clearly on drugs. They're on a drug binge. It's like, no, they're not. Well, maybe they could be, but they might not be. They might just be tired. But we're so used to seeing celebrities with makeup on that when we don't, it's like, oh my God, they've been partying too much. It's like, probably not. Actually, probably, but maybe not.
This episode is brought to you by Batiste. I do spend a lot of time in front of a camera. Although sometimes my hair looks bad, I love when it looks good. So when I heard about Batiste's two new products, I had to check them out. It's dry shampoo powered by you. The touch-activated dry shampoo releases fragrance whenever you touch your hair. And the sweat-activated dry shampoo absorbs oil and releases fragrance as you sweat. You know what's an underrated compliment?
Your hair smells good.
Always feels good when it happens. Batiste, the future of hair care is here. Buy Batiste Dry Shampoo online or in-store at your nearest retailer. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
I think another factor is the no makeup makeup trend. This is the popular makeup style where people wear very light makeup that is almost undetectable, just to lightly enhance features, but not to a point where it's obvious. You know, when someone's wearing a smoky eye and a red lip, they're not trying to hide the fact that they're wearing makeup. The idea of the no makeup makeup trend is that you look and feel like you're not wearing makeup. I participate heavily in this trend. My version of no makeup makeup is concealer on blemishes, lip liner and lipstick, eyebrow gel, a little bit of clear mascara or light brown mascara, maybe a little bit of bronzer just to kind of warm the face up. It's not nothing. And it looks different. Like, I look different when I participate in the no makeup makeup trend than I do completely naturally, but I do still look natural. Like, if someone didn't know what I look like with truly no makeup, they would be like, oh, she's barely wearing any makeup. I don't cover my dark circles under my eyes. I'm not putting eyeshadow on. You know, I'm blending my concealer out really well, so it looks just like skin, like instead of powdery, thick product on my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, I use a light hand so that it looks very natural and it's almost undetectable. I do that on purpose and I have no shame in it. There's no shame in it. I'm not being deceptive. I'm not lying to anyone. I'm just wearing makeup in a way that feels comfortable to me. And there's nothing wrong with that. But as much as I'm in support of the no makeup makeup trend, I can't ignore how this exacerbates this issue. I guess it's not necessarily an issue. I shouldn't call it an issue, but no makeup makeup at times is undetectable. Yet I would argue there's still a difference in appearance between what somebody really naturally looks like and what they look like with no makeup makeup on. As a result, there are people that think the no makeup makeup wearer naturally looks the way they do with that makeup on, when in reality, they do look different without that makeup on, right? But here's the problem. No one's at fault here. I don't think anyone's at fault necessarily. Makeup wearers are not deceiving. They're not lying. They're not catfishing. They're doing what they want with their face. And we all have that right. And we should not be judged for that. I love makeup. Okay. I think makeup is an incredible tool. I think it's an incredible art form. Not for me necessarily. I don't do makeup in an artistic way, but for many people, it's an art form. It's nothing to be ashamed of. People can do whatever the fuck they want with their face. It's nobody's business why you use makeup. There's no wrong reason to use it. On the other hand, those who feel slightly jarred when they see someone that they normally see wearing makeup suddenly not wearing makeup aren't bad people either necessarily. It makes sense. We constantly see a certain person with makeup on. We subconsciously believe that that's what they look like. Then we see them without the makeup and we're like, what's happening? I don't think that that's morally wrong. I don't think we can control that thought in our heads. That isn't inherently wrong. I think what is wrong is saying something out loud about it, it should never be mentioned. I think we all should remind ourselves that it's not a makeup wearer's job to tell you, hey, I know I'm not wearing makeup today, but don't worry. I'm not sick. I'm not tired. I'm not on drugs. It's not a makeup wearer's job to tell you that. It's all of our own jobs to just simply remember that a natural face looks very different from a face with makeup. And when we've never seen someone without makeup and all of a sudden we do see them without makeup, we're allowed to maybe be jarred a little bit because it's just different. But we all just need to remind ourselves that that's their face. And the difference is what's making us feel like there's something wrong with them all of a sudden. But that's all in our minds. That's not real. A natural face is normal, beautiful, healthy, and looks different on everyone. And I think as long as we remind ourselves of that, everything can be fine and dandy. That's all I have for today. The power of makeup. Listen, I have a hard time leaving the house these days without some sort of lip tint on. Like, I need my lips somehow tinted a little bit. There are some people who have never seen me without that on. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just find all this so interesting. Let me know what you think, as always. What do you think about this topic? Let me know. We can chat at Anything Goes on Instagram. Tune in every Thursday and Sunday. Watch Anything Goes on Spotify. Listen to Anything Goes anywhere you stream podcasts. See what I'm up to on my Instagram at Emma Chamberlain. Check out my coffee company, Chamberlain Coffee. Use the store locator. See if there's any Chamberlain Coffee near you in stores. Order stuff online. Delicious coffee and tea. Cute little accessories online. Check it out if you want. I really appreciate all of you hanging out today. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And I hope that you have an incredible rest of your day. And if the rest of your day sucks, I get it. Tomorrow will be better. If tomorrow isn't better, maybe the next day. I love and appreciate all of you so much. And I'll talk to you soon. TTYL.